Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today. Shalom and good morning. I'm Johanna, your reader today, and today is Tuesday, the 30th of April, and the 22nd of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar. And so today is special because it is a bit different today here in Israel as opposed to the Jewish world everywhere else. Since ancient times, it is customary among the Jews of the diaspora to double the festival Sabbaths, or what we call Yom Tovs, outside of Israel. So, as we are reading mostly for people who are not living in Israel, this will be the readings for the 8th day of Passover and the last Passover readings. And it is the 7th day of the Omer. We're going to start in Deuteronomy 15 and verse 19 through 16 and verse 17. But first, we'll take a moment to bless God and thank Him for giving us His precious word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. All the firstborn males that are born in your herd and your flock you are to consecrate to the Lord your God. You are to do no work with the firstborn of your herd or shear the firstborn of your flock. You are to eat it before the Lord your God year after year in the place the Lord chooses, you and your household. But if it has any blemish, if it is lame or blind or has any serious blemish, you are not to sacrifice it to the Lord your God. You are to eat it within your gates, the unclean and the clean together, just as they eat the gazelle or deer. Only its blood you are not to eat. You must pour it out on the ground, like water. Observe the month of Aviv, and keep the Passover to the Lord your God. For in the month of Aviv, the Lord your God brought you out from Egypt by night. You are to sacrifice the Passover offering to the Lord your God, from the flock and the herd, in the place the Lord chooses to make His name dwell. You are not to eat chametz with it. For 7 days you are to eat matzot with it, the bread of affliction. For you came out from the land of Egypt in haste. Do this so that all the days of your life you will remember the day when you came out from the land of Egypt. No chametz should be seen with you in all your territory for 7 days, and none of the meat you sacrifice on the evening of the first day may be left overnight until the morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover offering within any of your gates that the Lord your God is giving you. Rather, at the place the Lord your God chooses to make His name dwell, there you will sacrifice the Passover offering in the evening at sunset, the time of your coming out from Egypt. You are to cook and eat it at the place the Lord your God chooses. Then you will turn around in the morning and journey home. For 6 days you are to eat matzot. On the seventh day, there is to be a solemn gathering for the Lord your God. On it you are to do no work. 7 weeks you are to count for yourself. From the time you begin to put the sickle to the standing grain, you will begin to count 7 weeks. Then you will keep the Feast of Shavuot to the Lord your God, with a measure of a freewill offering from your hand, which you are to give according to how the Lord your God blesses you. So you will rejoice before the Lord your God in the place the Lord your God chooses to make his name dwell. You, your son and daughter, slave and maid, Levite and outsider, orphan and widow in your midst. You will remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and you are to take care and do these statutes. You are to keep the Feast of Sukkot for 7 days. After gathering in the produce from your threshing floor and wine press, so you will rejoice in your feast, you, your son and daughter, slave and maid, Levite and outsider, orphan and widow within your gates. 7 days you will feast to the Lord your God in the place he chooses, because the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the work of your hand. And you will be completely filled with joy. 3 times a year, all your males are to appear before the Lord your God in the place he chooses, at the Feast of Matzot, the Feast of Shavuot, and the Feast of Sukkot. No one should appear before the Lord empty-handed. The gift of each man's hand according to the blessing the Lord your God has given you. That was Deuteronomy 15:19 through 16:17. And now, just one more time, we're going to read Numbers 28:19 through 25. And remember that daily sacrifice that was brought every day of the Feast of Matzot. You are to offer to the Lord burnt offering by fire, 2 young bulls, 1 ram and 7 male lambs a year old. They are to be flawless. You are to offer their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah per bull, 2/10 per ram, and 1/10 per each of the 7 lambs, plus 1 goat for a sin offering to atone for yourselves. In addition to the morning burnt offering and regular burnt offering, you are to offer these. Just like this, you are to offer each day, for 7 days, the food to be offered by fire for each day as a pleasing aroma to the Lord, beside the regular burnt offering with its drink offering. On the 7th day, you are to have a sacred assembly, and you are to do no laborious work. That was Numbers 28:19 through 25. And once again, this is read every day of the Feast of Passover or Matzot to remember the offerings that were offered up daily. And whilst here in Israel, we have said goodbye to the Feast of Matzot and it is over, we have one more day in the nations. And the Haftarah portion for this day is Isaiah 10:32 through 12 and verse 6. This very day he will halt at Nov. He shakes his fist at the mountain of the daughter of Zion, the hill of Yerushalayim. Behold, the Lord of hosts will lop off the branches of terror. So the tall ones will be cut down, and the lofty ones laid low. Yes, he will hack down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon with its majesty will fall. Then a shoot will come forth out of the stem of Ishai, and a branch will bear fruit out of his roots. The Ruach of the Lord will rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and insight, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight will be in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what his eyes see, nor decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he will judge the poor and decide with fairness for the poor of the land. He will strike the land with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Also righteousness will be the belt around his loins, and faithfulness the belt around his waist. The wolf will dwell with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the kid, the calf and the young lion and the yearling together, and the little child will lead them. The cow and the bear will graze, their young ones lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like an ox. A nursing child will play by a cobra's hole, and a weaned child will put his hand into a viper's den. They will not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. It will also come about in that day that the root of Ishai will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will seek for him, and his resting place will be glorious. It will also come about in that day that my Lord will again redeem, a second time with his hand, the remnant of the people who remain from Assyria, from Egypt, from Patros, from Cush, Elam, Shinar, Hamat, and from the islands of the sea. He will lift up a banner for the nations and assemble the dispersed of Israel and gather the scattered of Yehuda from the four corners of the earth. Ephraim's envy will end. Those hostile to Yehuda will be cut off. Ephraim will not be jealous of Yehuda, and Yehuda will not harass Ephraim. They will swoop down on the Philistine slope to the west. Together they will plunder the children of the east, laying their hand on Edom and Moab, the children of Ammon obeying them. Then the Lord will dry up the gulf of the Egyptian sea. He will wave his hand over the river with a scorching wind, and will strike it into seven streams, and let men walk over in sandals. So there will be a highway for the remnant of his people who remain from Assyria, as there was for Israel in the day they came out of the land of Egypt. In that day you will say, I will give you thanks, Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord is my strength and my song, and also has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, proclaim his name, declare his works to the peoples, so they remember his exalted name. Sing to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. That was Isaiah chapter 10, verse 32 through chapter 12 and verse 6. And our portion today from the apostles is Revelation 19, 11 through 20 and verse 6. Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The one riding on it is called Faithful and True, and he judges and makes war in righteousness. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and many royal crowns are on his head. He has a name written that no one knows except himself. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nations. And he shall rule them with an iron rod, and he treads the winepress of the furious wrath of the Lord of hosts. On his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw a single angel standing in the sun, and with a loud voice he cried out to all the birds flying high in the sky, "Come, gather for the great banquet of God, to eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of generals, and the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses and those riding on them, the flesh of all men, both free and slave, both small and great." Also, I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against the one who sat on the horse and against his army. Then the beast was captured, and along with him the false prophet who had performed the signs before him by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast, as well as those who had worshipped his image. These two were thrown alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. The rest were killed with the sword coming out of the mouth of the one riding on the horse, and all the birds gorged themselves with their flesh. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the abyss and a great chain. He seized the dragon, the ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. He also threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him, so that he would not deceive the nations any longer, until 1,000 years were completed. After these things, he must be released for a short while. Then I saw thrones, and people sat upon them, those to whom authority to judge was given. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony for Yeshua, and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or his image, nor had they received his mark on their forehead or on their hand. And they came to life and reigned with the Messiah for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were completed. This is the first resurrection. How fortunate and holy is the one who has a share in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no authority, but they shall be Kohanim of God and the Messiah, and they shall reign with him for 1,000 years. That was Revelation 19:11 through 20 and verse 6, and it concludes our readings for today and for this Passover. Well, I pray that the Word of God was a blessing to your heart and encouraged your spirit today. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom to you from Israel. Until next time.